Jobless claims on the rise again.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, it's the Morning Open. Hello, I'm Steve Chiotakis. A really big computer breach is going on, plus a cheaper alternative fuel. All that ahead. First, though, where's Wall Street? We're all over the place this morning. The S&P up just a tad, about 0.05%. The NASDAQ off by 0.2%. The Dow up by 13 points at 10,322. And European markets are slightly higher right now, under 0.25%. Walmart today reported a higher quarterly profit, but said sales at existing stores were lower. They say earnings could miss Wall Street estimates. Looking at Asia, stocks closed there mixed today as well. Number of workers seeking first-time jobless benefits jumped unexpectedly last week by 31,000. Analysts were expecting a slight decline. Let's hear what Diane Swonk has to say about it. She's chief economist at Mazzaro Financial, joining us live this morning from Chicago. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
You know, employment is such a key factor in our recovery right now. And, you know, the White House and Congress are trying to address the issue. Does the fact, Diane, that unemployment claims were up deflate a bit any thought that the labor market is getting better?
Well, it really confirms something we already know, and that is that hiring remains elusive. Firms are more optimistic about the economy in general, but still nervous that we could do a double dip and stumble again. And as a result, they're just not committing to hiring like we'd like to see them do.
We're not seeing the numbers we did during the peak of the recession, but I got to tell you, I mean, I thought we'd see some better indicators sooner rather than later. I mean, where are these jobs?
Well, the bottom line is, you know, this recession was a financial crisis-induced recession, not the Fed-induced, and as a result, you know, it's not as easy when the Fed hits the gas for things to get going again. In fact, it's, you know, almost as if the Fed dropped the money from the helicopters and it's all still stuck in the trees. Small businesses in particular, which are employment generators, are really reluctant to hire because they can't get access to credit.
And talking about the Fed, of course, they're going to have to figure out a way to, you know, exit strategy for what they've been doing for the economy lately, and they're keeping an eye on inflation. Producer prices rose faster than expected last month. Do you think inflation is creeping into the picture, Diane, or do you think, given the time of year it is, this is a bit of a fluke?
Well, it's a bit of a head fake. Much of the increase was due to energy prices. Once we scaled that back, the other increase in core level prices after flatlining last month was due to light trucks. And the vehicle market is hardly a harbinger of broader based inflation, given how weak it is.
So, all right, so no inflation, and you think the exit strategy is let's keep these interest rates about where they are for an extended period of time.
Exactly. I mean, well, even Tom Hennig, who dissented at the last minute, he didn't dissent because he thought they should raise rates anytime soon. He just thought, well, instead of extended period, maybe we should say for some length of time. I mean, we're really kind of tweaking here. We're walking a fine line of saying we're not going to do it anytime soon.
Diane Swonk from Chicago. Diane, thanks.
Thank you.
There is a major cyber attack going on right now, and hundreds of U.S. companies have already been infected. That's according to this computer security company, NetWitness. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson is with us live from our New York bureau with the latest. Good morning, Jeremy.
Morning, Steve.
How big is this attack?
Well, NetWitness says it's already infected 75,000 machines around the world, including computers at about 500 American companies. It's been going on for 18 months, and it's supposedly one of the largest attacks of its kind. NetWitness says when it briefed the FBI and other agencies that U.S. officials were surprised at the size of the attack.
And who's doing this, Jeremy?
Well, I spoke with Eddie Schwartz. He's the chief security officer at NetWitness. He's based in Mumbai, and he says the attackers are organized criminals. They're thought to be in Europe and China. And Schwartz says this attack is all about acquiring information.
Gathering usernames and passwords, gathering on individuals' access into systems, and gathering other types of information that could be used by other entities to gain access to corporate systems, corporate websites, corporate intellectual property, and so on.
And Jeremy, were these companies just totally caught off guard?
Eddie Schwartz says they were, and that this is a wake-up call for companies that they need to change their focus in cybersecurity from preventing attacks to trying to figure out how to deal with them more quickly once they happen.
Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson reporting live from New York. Jeremy, thanks.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. By Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and Progressive.com. and by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at microsoft.com/cloud services.
Crude oil is still much in demand. There's been a leveling off, though, in developed countries such as the United States. It's not just the recession. It also has to do with cleaner alternatives. As Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports from the Sustainability Desk, one of those products just got a lot cheaper.
The product is a type of ethanol, not energy-intensive corn ethanol that uses lots of land and water.
The same process that converts corn into ethanol works with biomass, which is just another name for the waste from fields and forests.
Biomass is less energy-intensive, but it has required an expensive enzyme to produce. Now, biotech company Novozymes has developed a cheaper enzyme that can make biomass ethanol for less than $2 a gallon. Cynthia Bryant is with Novozymes.
So really, the ultimate goal is to be competitive with gasoline.
Bryant says this new enzyme brings biomass ethanol closer to that goal. Jeremy Martin is with the Union of Concerned Scientists.
In the next few years, when we see the first facilities coming online, that's when the cost effectiveness of this technology will be tested.
And he says that's when we'll see if biomass ethanol shows up at the pump. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, an Oak Creek, Wisconsin man and his iPhone are reunited after someone took it from his car. What the thief didn't count on was the phone knew its exact coordinates. The gadget's owner subscribes to this service that features a global positioning system, GPS. The smartphone owner tracked his device, even found a picture of the suspect's house, and he gave it all to police, who then found the suspect and introduced him to other cool gadgets inside their cruiser. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. Check us out online at marketplace.org. Get the podcast while you're there. Share your thoughts with us, too. And the latest business news, of course, inside marketplace.org. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.